In this week's parsha, we find a unique, in fact, singular type of expression of confidence in the fulfillment of mitzvot. At the conclusion of the speech one has to recite after the three-year Maisrot cycle, Perek Chavav Pasuk Yudalet, person speaks about how he's fulfilled the mitzvot properly, detailing all the different things he's avoided, problems he's avoided. The last four words in Pasuk Yudalet are, Asiti kechol asher tzivitani. I've done everything you've commanded me to do. This declaration is followed by an appeal to God. Hashkifa mimon katshecha min hashamayim uvarechet amcha et Yisrael ve'et ha'adama shenatata lanu kasher nishbata la'avoteinu eretz zavat chalav u'dvash. Look down from above and bless the Jewish people on the land that you've given us and help us be successful. Chazal linked between the expression of fulfillment of mitzvot and the tefillah. Rashi quotes Chazal in Pasuk Tetvav, who formulates the logic behind this tefillah. Asinu ma shegazarta aleinu, we've done what you've decreed upon us. Aseh ata ma shealecha lasot. Now you do what you need to do. Shenemarim b'chukotei teilechu v'natati gishmechem b'itam. We've done what we need to do. Now you do what you need to do. Sounds like a real chutzpah to turn to God this way. First of all, the confidence that we've fulfilled, and second of all, the what seems to be demand that we've done, I have our part, you do yours. We find a reflection of this tefillah recited by the Kohanim after Birchat Kohanim, after they bless the Jewish people. We are customarily, the Kohanim say, Ribono Olamim, Asinu ma shegazarta aleinu. We've done what you've decreed upon us. Do now what you've promised. Where does this unique tefillah come from? This almost demand come from? I believe that if we look at the context of the mitzvah of Maaserot, of what's described here in Psukim Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet, the first focus is on having cared for other people. And in fact, the same phrase appears regarding this in Pasuk Yud Gimel. We say, "Biarti Hakodesh min habayit, v'gam nitativ la'levi, la'ger li'atom v'la'almana." We've helped these four groups who need help. Kichol mitzvotcha asher tzivitani. As per all the mitzvot you've commanded us. We talk about how we've cared for others. This gives us the right to turn to God and ask that He command, that He care for us. We find this idea expressed in the words of Chazal quoted by Rashi, in Dvarim Perek Tetzayin Pasuk Yud Aleph, where we're commanded, V'samachta on the Moadim L'fnei Hashem Elokecha, Ata uvincha uvitecha v'yavdecha v'amotecha, you, your son, your daughter, and your slaves, V'halevi asher b'shearecha, V'hager v'ayatom v'almana asher b'kirbecha. First we mention the four parts of your family, and then we mention the four people outside the family who need to be cared for. Rashi quotes Chazal who say, Arba'a shali keneged arba'a shalach. Your four parallel to my four. Bin chabitecha avdecha ve'amotecha, im atasneach et shali, ani mesameach et shalcha. If we make people outside our family unit happy over the moed, God promises that He'll make our four happy in return. This is a kind of logic we have a right to turn to God and ask for if we're caring for the others He's asked us to care for. When we care for others on the moedim, when we care for others with Maaserot, we have every right to turn to God and expect Him, and even demand, so to speak, that He care for us as well. And this is what the Kohanim are expressing with Birchas Kohanim, where they say to God, we've done what you've told us to do by caring and blessing the Jewish people, now you bless as well. The lesson here is huge. We begin Matzoi Shabbat to turn to God, Slichot, and ask Him to hear our prayers. We're about to enter into the Yamim Tovim. If we care for those God has asked us to care for, we can expect Him to care for us as well. Kel Rachum v'chanun erech apayim v'rav chesed v'yamet. The Yud Gimel Midot. We have haftocha that they're not returned reikam. That's not just when we recite Yud Gimel Midot, but when we care for others the way we're asking God to care for us. Rashi summarizes this beautifully on the four words we began with Pasuk Yud Dalet. Asiti kechol asher tzivitani, Rashi says, samachti v'simachti bo. I was happy and I helped other people be happy through the mitzvot and in God. When we do everything God's commanded us, including helping others be happy, then we have a right to turn to God and ask Him to make us happy as well. Shabbat Shalom.